everyone, I think. You know, all the boys that have been here and the ones coming in. I think Solossi, Taki Thackenbauer, I think he's an outstanding talent. He's always one of the most dangerous players in the Premiership. I think Lorenzo Cittadini's come in and showed great work. I think Dai Young's son, Thomas Young, he's probably been the standout back row player in the opening game. So, you know, we're in sort of good hands. Obviously, Wade is back from injury, so it's a place to be.
Exciting times. How important to hit the ground running?
Yeah, massively important. If you look at the season, as you're building towards something, you've got to get the foundations in, and there's no better place to start against Saracens at Twickenham, you know, preferably in front of a massive crowd with a victory.
Bit different things here to Saracens, because they've had a relatively quiet summer in terms of players coming in, more players going out actually than coming in. Do you think that consistency might be an advantage for them?
I think you can attribute anything to anything in rugby. I mean, there's certain facts that the Premiership now is as competitive as ever been, that there's no easy games, and that while they might have, you know, the advantage of a pretty steady few years, you know, I remember when Saracens teams used to change 20 players every season, so they've got that lack of consistency. We've got the excitement of new players, and you know, we've only added to the squad and made things better, so it's probably a positive for us.
So let's talk about Twickenham. You're obviously a man who's played there plenty of times before, but what's it like coming out there with the club side?
Yeah, I mean, it's a massive honour. I think a lot of players don't even get opportunity to play there with their club, let alone with the country. You know, it's a very special place. Personally, for me, it's, you know, my favourite rugby ground. It's the home of rugby. You know, the sights, smells and sounds of it are everything that is good about rugby. And I think from a club point of view, you know, the opportunity to go and play there, to run out in front of that many fans on a double header to really kick the season off is a great experience, and I think it raises everyone's game, and people who haven't done it get a taste for it, and you want more.
How does it compare to playing for England there?
No, it is different. I think, you know, when you play for England, everything's the stakes are bigger. It's a bigger occasion. While we have a very good mentality and friendship within the England squad, you're taken to a field with your club players. You know, these are guys you're working with week in, week out. It's a different kind of emotion that you have, but you know, you want to do well. These are guys that you stand next to week in, week out and play and train. You're going to spend the next 12 months working with, and it's a different kind of thing. It's like your mates taken to the field, really.
It's become the sort of the big opening to the season. It's almost a tradition, even though it's not been going for all that long. Wasps have been a bit unfortunate, haven't they? I think 1 point last year, 2 points the year before, come very close. Is it starting to hold bad memories for you?
No, I think, you know, we've played every time we played there with some great rugby. It's been, you know, probably one of the most fun outings we have in terms of scoring tries. We've really let ourselves loose. We've narrowly lost, but it doesn't leave a bad taste. It's more the excitement, I think, of going there and playing and wanting to perform. And you know, the good thing is that we know in those games we were our own worst enemies, and if that's something we can eradicate this season, then hopefully those margins will be bigger and in, you know, in our column for winning.
A bit of personal change for you this year, obviously being made captain. How have you been feeling about the extra responsibility that's come there?
Yeah, good. I mean, I think I've always relished the opportunities to lead and take responsibility. It's not always come my way. I think, you know, I'm really pleased that Dai's had the faith to look after me and put me in that position. And it's really, in these situations, you're not really one man. You know, people talk about its responsibility, but it's not really. Any successful team has maybe 12, 15 leaders out on the field at one time. I'm very lucky. I've got lots of players around me who can do that and will support me. You know, I'm the man where the can stops at me. Well, actually, Dai. You know, I just have to motivate and make sure I lead by example.
Yeah, what kind of captain are you?
I think I have my own views on what's needed to create a winning environment. I'm lucky to be in a few and play around the world, so I know kind of what works and what doesn't and things that I've personally enjoyed. And I've obviously worked for some great captains, you know, Lawrence Lallier to name one. I'm more of a guy that leads by example. I try not to talk. I talk a lot in general life. I don't think, you know, and I think the problem is that if you don't perform and don't play well, players switch off. So I'm more of a guy that if I feel something needs to be said, I'll say it. I won't speak for the sake of speaking. And if, you know, people need shouting out, they're going to get shouted at. But, you know, it's more, you know, at this level, it's just reminders. It's just sometimes it's very hard to play for 12 months a year and we get emotionally right. And sometimes you just need a little chivvy up, a little thing. And it personally raises my own standards.
All right, you said before you're a self-confessed Wasps fan. Mm. You grew up, you know, watching the club. So to end up being the skipper here?
Well, it's more of a dream come true, really, without sounding really cliched. You know, I was a childhood fan of Wasps since I was 12 years old. I used to follow them away matches all around the country, even remember watching them against Stade Francais and then ended up playing for Stade Francais myself. It's been an amazing journey for me. I sort of went away, had my little sojourn abroad and have come back. And it's the greatest honour I could ever have. If I was to pass away tomorrow, I would be pretty happy. Well, actually, let's make it after the weekend. At least I've captained them once properly.
Just going back to the game, I guess, then, be a good back row battle. I mean, Saracens, there was, after the failures to reach the Heineken Cup final the year before, there was the talk of needing to beef up the physicality, and that back row certainly has that within it, you know, Vunipola, Berger, etc. So for you coming up against them, is that a challenge I'm sure you relish?
Yeah, of course. You know, it's a challenge where you think, well, I better pack my gum shield and my head guard because it's going to be physical. You know, Billy is one of the most impressive ball carriers in world rugby. You know, Berger's obviously known for his unbelievable tackling. So, you know, I'm pretty happy to go up, and if you want to be the best, your aspirations past playing for club, you need to make sure you come out on top of those games, and I'm looking for the challenge, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Plenty of competition in the back row as well for England now. You mentioned Billy Vunipola, yourself, there's the skipper and Tom Wood. You know, there's many names that you can throw in there. I just wanted to ask your opinion on another name as we build up to the World Cup, because there's going to be a lot of talk about that now over the next 12 months. But that back row could maybe be even more impressive if there was a way to find Stephen Armitage into it. What's your take as someone who's played abroad on the rule as it is, and whether there should be a way to find room for these players going into the World Cup?
Well, I think rules are rules, aren't they? I think, you know, I came back to the UK because I knew what the rules were. You know, there's no doubt that Stephen Armitage is a fantastic player, but you know the rules. If you want to come back to England, you have to forfeit the sunny lifestyle and the big cash and come back and play in England. That's the thing. I think if it warrants it, then no doubt people will find a way, because everyone wants to win the World Cup. But I think that the squad we've got is great. You don't want to throw more competition in the mix and open it, you know, from a personal point of view. It's one of those things, isn't it? I mean, I have my own personal views on what I think about how important it is for players to go and experience different cultures and different types of rugby. But there's plenty of time to do that, and possibly a year out for the World Cup is not the time to do that. If you want to be in the mix, you've got to be in the UK. But, you know, at the end of the day, I don't make the rules, and I'm happening in England at the moment.